אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם עמוד 418.
We're reading from the articles of בעל הסולם, article The Freedom. The title External Factors.
Yes.
External factors. The fourth reason is the conduct of cause and effect that affects the source by things that are completely alien to it and operates on it from the outside. This means that these things are not at all related to the source's growth, conduct to affect it directly. Rather, they operate indirectly. For example, finances, burdens, or the winds, etc., have their own complete, slow, and gradual order of states by way of cause and effect that change man's concepts for better or for worse. Thus, I have set up the four natural factors that each thought and idea that appears in us is but their fruits. Even if one were to sit and contemplate something all day long, he will not be able to add or to alter what those four factors give him. Any addition he can add is in the quantity, whether a great intellect or a small one. But in the quality, he cannot add one bit. This is because they are the ones that compellingly determine the nature and shape of the idea and the conclusion against our will without asking our opinion. Thus, we are at the hands of these four factors as clay in the hands of a potter.
שאלות?
Questions?
אין. מה ניב?
מה? מה ניב?
אפשר לשאול על על הגילוי הזה פה?
May I ask about this revelation here that בעל הסולם lays out these four natural factors?
No.
Well, if you won't confuse us.
Just to understand how is Baal Sulam here, he's opening something new in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Unlike usually, he isn't basing it on some quotes of the Ari or the Zohar.
He has nothing to do because it's not written about it.
Right, which is pretty rare, if I'm not mistaken, in Baal Sulam's writing.
So,
it's like he's opening like a new layer of reality, that bringing us the path of the wisdom of Kabbalah. What's he basing it on?
I can't understand you. We read the external factors.
Looking at the last paragraph here.
Thus I have set up the four natural factors that each thought and idea that appears in us is but their fruits. Even if one were to sit and contemplate something all day long, he will not be able to add or to alter what those four factors give him. Any addition he can add is in the quantity, whether a great intellect or a small one. But in the quality, he cannot add one bit. This is because they are the ones that compellingly determine the nature and the shape of the idea and the conclusion against our will. Without asking our opinion. Thus, we are at the hands of these four factors as clay in the hands of a potter. Yes, Mister.
So what is he basing this on, that he lays out these four factors here?
On his attainment. He says there is nothing more than these four factors, and we have to accept these four factors as only they exist, and they build in us our perception of reality.
What are the roots of these four factors?
I don't know. He doesn't ask. I don't ask. Only you ask.
And just because it's something unusual. He doesn't usually write this like that.
Hold on. We're not starting to criticize Baal HaSulam, right? He wrote it this way or differently. What we're trying to do is to understand what he wrote. There's a very big difference. In order to criticize him, I have to be above him.
Just to understand how the things are revealed to us in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that suddenly there's some layer of revelation of reality.
They are revealed by us being adhered to the composer, author. And then they are revealed in us and explain to us how we can understand better the one who wrote it. That's all.
Beseder.
All right.
Kulam shotkim.
Everyone, silence. On the screen, I have Kiev 1, please.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот он здесь пишет, что каждая мысль у человека.
He writes here that every thought of a person
иметь основы вот эти четыре фактора.
Да.
Что значит, что
has its foundation within these four factors? What does it mean that every thought we think or experience there are these four factors?
That our thought is made, it's incorporated, it's born and comes out from these four reasons. And there cannot be any more beyond it. He doesn't go into deeper explanations where and why. Why is this organized in nature this way? Because we're nonetheless results of that. Okay.
Может, как бы, изучая или входя,
can a Kabbalist,
подняться и постичь эти четыре,
if he enters his thoughts, can he rise and discover these four factors?
What Baal HaSulam did, you can also do. PT 19.
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב חברים. אתה אומר פה משפט מאוד, אם תעזור לי להבין מה הוא כותב פה. וכל השפה שיכול להוסיף היא במידת הכמות, אם שכה גדול או שכה קטן, מה שאין בו איכות לא יוסיף או משהו, כי אמא הם הקובעים לנו את האופי.
He says here that these are what determine the shape of the idea of the conclusion against the Abu without asking our opinion. He says here basically that he kind of cancels the mind here. He says it doesn't matter if you think and think and think, nothing will help.
That's right.
So what does he mean? Until you won't reach attainment, you won't understand what it's talking about?
Your intellect won't help you.
So
what will help?
Attainment.
So that's what he's saying here?
Yes.
So without asking us against our will, without asking our opinion, as clay in the hands of the potter. What does it mean, clay in the hands of the potter? Who's the hands and who's the potter and who's the clay?
The creator is the potter and we are the clay.
Okay, so to understand what these four factors are, what does it mean?
In these four factors, we get the representation of ourselves, and then we discuss through what can we take part, change the way we're made.
They're saying, actually, you've exerted and you have found, then you shall believe.
Well, that's you adding that.
What
else do we have? Where are we? Free choice. Go ahead, Dudi.
Free choice. However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts and sometimes in its general part as well, through habit, which endows it with a second nature, as explained above.
Good. There are no questions here. Next.
The environment as a factor. This protection means that we can always add in the matter of choosing our environment, which are the friends, books, teachers, and so on. It is like a person who inherited a few stalks of wheat from his father. From this small amount, he can grow many dozens of stalks through his choice of the environment for his source, which is fertile soil that contains all the necessary minerals and raw materials that nourish the wheat abundantly. There is also the matter of the work of improving the environmental conditions to fit the needs of the plant and the growth, for the wise will do well to choose the best conditions and will succeed. And the fool will take from whatever comes before him and thus turn the sowing to a curse rather than a blessing. Thus, all the praise and spirit depends on the choice of the environment in which to sow the wheat. But once it has been sown in the selected location, the wheat's absolute shape is determined according to the measure that the environment is capable of providing. So is the case with our topic, for it is true that the desire has no freedom. Rather, it is operated by the above four factors. And one is compelled to think and examine as they suggest, denied of any strength to criticize or change as the wheat that has been sown in its environment. However, there is freedom for the will to initially choose such an environment, such books and such guides that impart upon him good concepts. If one does not do this, but is willing to enter any environment that appears before him and read any book that falls into his hands, he is bound to fall into a bad environment or waste his time on worthless books which are abundant and more accessible. In consequence, he will be forced into foul concepts that make him sin and condemn. He will certainly be punished, not because of his evil thoughts or deeds in which he has no choice, but because he did not choose to be in a good environment. For in this, there is definitely a choice. Therefore, he who strives to continually choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds, which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment, which brings him these good thoughts and actions,
It
is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parachia said, make for yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend.
No.
Well,
Barur, can?
It's clear, right?
Niv, ma.
Niv, what?
לכאורה אנחנו רואים את עצמנו
we see ourselves in the environment around us, our friends. We're all friends in the environment. And we see different results. There are some friends that leave the path, some friends that advance very quickly. So what's happening here?
The environment affects people.
It seems like it influences some, brings them closer. On others, it influences, it throws them, pushes them away. So what's happening here?
Sorting out. Ultimately, the upper force, through all these instances, it gives room to a person to develop. According to his internal factors.
What's surprising or confusing, what's even frightening, is that it's unclear what's happening here in this inclusion between a person and the environment, that you can see that people who are investing suddenly disappear. And others that maybe don't look like they're investing too much, you can see that they're here years. There's no understanding at all of this.
He doesn't tell you anything besides showing you how many possibilities you have. Some attached to their environment, some attached to the action, some in thought, in intention. There are some people, usually people, if they really examine themselves and want to advance, they learn from this that they have a few lanes.
Can we scrutinize the extent of a person, including himself in the environment, internally, externally? What does he need to choose? What should he pay attention to? Criticize himself?
I didn't understand.
What does a person need to examine himself in order to be included internally in the ten, in the environment?
Being incorporated in the environment means you have to feel your environment, to feel its internality, and to try to be incorporated in it above reason. When your intellect, your emotion, what you have won't stand in your way, to really be adhered to the environment.
לא יפריעו לי, ואז מה זה אומר להיות דבוק בסביבה, למרות ש...
So what does it mean then to be adhered to the environment, even though my mind and my emotion are resisting?
If they resist, you have to work on it. You have discernments, what goes against, what may be in favor of. And this is how you're coming closer to be in the environment.
How can I come closer to the environment if my mind and heart are resisting?
You examine, so you have a mechanism by which you can examine yourself And you can examine the environment and yourself and to see if that's for you or not for you. The environment gives you an opportunity to advance in its own path, on its way.
How does a person identify the path that the environment paves for him if he's resisting it?
Resisting means he already understands. He doesn't think like them. Now the question is, should he be like them in order to advance to the same goal that he chose? Or he didn't choose the same goal, so he doesn't have to agree with them. What's the big problem here?
Okay.
Last one.
So what to do if evil is revealed? A person is impressed, has an impression from it for a second, but then he understands that the Creator is exposing his egoistic nature, and it's like this crust immediately covers the heart and there is no prayer as a result. What can be done?
What do? You should try to nonetheless connect to the environment. If you want to stay in that direction, you have to examine the goal. And if the goal, he likes the goal, he has to accept all the right components for it. Okay, these are things that, well, there are a lot of talk here, but there is no benefit here. One should look, decide, and do. Okay, why are you looking at me? There are a lot here, but what do we have left? Okay. You say northeast.
Can we influence the four factors through prayers, faith?
האם אנחנו יכולים להשפיע על ארבעת הגורמים שמתוארים כאן?
זה הוא ממשיך. זה אומר ספירה.
This, he continues later when he's talking about the environment as a factor, and tomorrow we'll learn about the necessity to choose a good environment. Either I change my environment or I replace my environment.
Okay.
PT9. The professor wants to say something.
Yes, it feels, Rav, that we've come to the most important part of the article. These are the means through which a person can change himself. We usually come to this in the last 5 minutes. I think this is the most fundamental question. A person is born in this box called a will to receive. And what we're studying now, habit becomes a second nature, choosing the environment. Can they take a person out of this box into something that's called bestowal, desire to bestow?
Yes.
I think we should maybe repeat this and elaborate more on this, because it's all that we need.
Talking about it won't help us. Because if 1,000 people who don't understand start talking, that's not considered something will be revealed between them. What we have to do is to learn. And we'll learn this tomorrow. The article is not yet over.
I'll just give an example. To me, it's not clear. What is a habit? Is prayer a habit? There are many questions here. Practically, I'm asking. And how does it work that something that's called habit takes you out? Or
I don't know. Research it. Publish some books about it, and that's it.
I'm asking about us, about our work.
I don't know. We'll read it tomorrow and we'll learn. We'll understand, maybe. In the meantime, today we didn't talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Messages to conclude today at 10 a.m. Israel time, a recorded program with Kabbalist Michael Lightman. And then at 12, we have our live afternoon lesson. We'll conclude with a song.
But now we're feeling near. The cloud of separation's rising, things are getting clear. Juntos ya pasamos ascensos y caídas, y de estos estados aprendimos a alcanzar.
She'ahava yachin hader.
Когда гора сомнений нам преграждает путь, нас вера озаряет, и назад не повернуть.
Хама шевитану, кухену и хазек. Shekibalu Lamadnu Lechalek She'ahavat Achim Haderech La'alot Ve'yesh Ba'le'ashrim Et kol ha'chesronot She'ahavat.